This is a podcast from Rover.
Well, we all recognise this music. Ghostbusters, of course. Last night, my son Isaac and I went along to the movies. Very lucky to get invited to the premiere of the latest in the Ghostbusters movies. Started 40 years ago, way back in 1984, the original Ghostbusters. This latest one, the fifth in the series, opens in cinemas today. It is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
All over New York City, ghost attacks are on the rise.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
And we are the only ones.
Hold on to your ass.
Equipped to fight back.
Whoa, it's very exciting. It is very exciting. This follows on from the 2021 Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was kind of like a new rethinking of the storyline. In that movie, the Spengler family, who is the mother and grandkids of one of the original Ghostbusters, Egon Spengler, come onto the scene and they find themselves sort of continuing the ghost work that their father, grandfather started with the original sort of 1984 crew. So like in the 2021 film, in Frozen Empire, Paul Rudd is in it again. He's amazing. He plays in the 2021 film, he was like the science teacher of the kids. He falls in love with the mum, so now he's sort of part of that family unit. So you got this really nice dynamic of him almost being the stepdad, but not quite the stepdad.
Oh, yeah.
And him trying to navigate that. So there's some really nice, touching moments in that, and also some very funny, awkward moments of him trying to find where he fits in this new unit.
Yeah.
It's really, really great. So essentially, them as a family, they are the new Ghostbusters. They are now in New York City. They live and work out of the original firehouse. You remember the original firehouse in the movies? So they're all based in there. This movie starts off with action right from the get-go. So, you know, credits roll, they come out, they're already on the streets in the car trying to wrangle demons out of the sky with their photon packs and stuff. It's really great. It's awesome, awesome fun. Essentially from there, the premise of the movie is sort of a bit sort of Indiana Jonesy. There's like an ancient artifact with an evil inside it that gets released, and it's going to turn New York into a big frozen empire, as per the name of the movie. Look, it's really great. The whole cast are amazing. Bill Murray is in it as well from the original films. Him and Dan Aykroyd both in it. In fact, Dan Aykroyd was on the couch of a chat show earlier on this week with all of the cast, talking about, and I didn't realise that the premise of the original Ghostbusters script that he co-wrote was inspired by something from his own life.
I love the backstory of Ghostbusters, how it came to be. Can you just share briefly how this...
My great-grandfather was a dentist in Kingston, Ontario, and he was the reviewer of the psychic acts that would come through town. Levitators, seers, psychics, all that. And he would, like, review them for the local paper. And we had seances in the old farmhouse in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, 50s before my time. And so it's kind of like my family business. I just grew up with that.
Wow, is that
it's
where
amazing,
it comes from?
That's where it comes from. So he's a real believer in all that stuff, in real life. Like, he's totally into it, believes in the afterlife and all that sort of thing. Look, there's heaps of action in this film. It's really, really funny. Kumail Nanjiani, you may know him. He was in The Big Sick. He's in it as the guy who gives this sort of ancient artifact to Dan Aykroyd. He is hilarious in the film. It's so, so good. Honestly, it's a PG. I would say not for Jay, I'd say maybe 11, 12 up.
Mm. Oh, God, I always let him watch PG. I never know what PG...
He might be fine. Like, the humour's fine. It's not blue.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah.
A couple of the monsters are pretty scary.
Sure, okay.
You know,
okay.
I wouldn't want to give him any nightmares, but honestly, Isaac and I both said 5 out of 5 ice creams. It's terrific. If you want to go and see it, here's a little bit of the trailer, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
We've all had experiences and encounters with the unknown and the unexplainable. Here, we pay top dollar for your possessions. Now, this is very, very interesting.
Awesome review, Paul. Yeah. I can't wait to see it now.